ที่สภาพของเราพระราชาท่านมรณะฮะกิมมอลตัสซับรหัมตุลลอฮิอะลัยฮิจัลเซียร์อุมริมุฮัมมัดมุฮัมมัดเมื่อคดีเอซาจมานาบินุตีกุซรตาเฮดิลขามูชเรตีเฮزبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے sometimes it must be so overwhelmed for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Muhammad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the heart cries and the tongue is completely silent, quiet the heart continues to cry the person experiences that feeling andThere is nothing, no other enjoyment in life that is greater than this enjoyment. Allah gives us this enjoyment. Where we are so engrossed and immersed and in the soaked in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our tongue becomes completely quiet and the heart cries all the time the person talks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grants us that and we will get that inshallah.Stay more with our elders, with our chef. And we live our lives according to the guidance of our elders, inshallah. In our case, agarche raah-e taqwa mein hazaron gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq-e saadiq hai, gham ko sehta rehta hai. Then in this way of taqwa,person will experience a lot of heartaches, difficulties, qurbani, mujahada you have to do, not easy, you know, winter wanting to get up, or prayer namaz. What spurs him, what encourages him, what makes him come out of his bed? Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these are difficulties, but the person was loyal to Ashiq-e-Sadiq, loyal, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He carries onbearing its difficulties. Allah make us from among those people. Sila ishq-e majali ka ye kaisa hai tawba, Allah forbids this world of romance, false love, illicit love for the mashuk, which is azab on its own, jahannam on its own, for a few days with herAnd then after that, she's with somebody else. That's the result and the outcome of this false love, illicit love, haram love. So Hazrat says, Toba, Toba, Ye sila ishq-e majazi ka ye kaisa hai, the outcome of this false ishq, this infatuation, this romance, how horrible it is, how bad it is, Toba, Toba.Yeah, Ashik, finally what happens, this Ashik, the one who loves her. He, wo to rota rehta hai, but Sanam, the idol, the one who's your mashuk, the one who you are admiring, she's gone, she's gone to somebody else. You will carry on crying. Allah saves us from that. It's azab, but it's coming into dunya. First azab. Phir farmate hai, Hazrat, batao ki agar aayi hai taaman par, zara siyahi a person,If he does something wrong and because of that darkness has come, to the real Ashiq, what will he do? To apne aansuon se ishq usko de, tota rehta. Because Ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't rest. He will make tawbah again and again, not once, but again and again. And in this way, he will wash away the darkness that has come into the heart. Gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer, gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer kar e zahid-e nadao,Dry, khush Sufi, a person who has a Sufi, who hasn't got any sohbat, but Ahlul Mu'ah, it became a Sufi of its own by reading a lot of namazas, but no sohbat. So what does he do when he sees somebody else is standing or something like that? Then he looks down upon such a person. As it says, don't look down upon the people who commit sins, because that person who has committed sin, if he's an ashik and he's going to make tawbah, then...His tawbah is so strong, so powerful that even the heavens cry because of the tawbah that he makes. Ke unki aahu zari par falak bhi rota hai. Hazrat says, for faiz hai, murshid-e-kamil jo dard-e-dil hua hasil through the faiz of our ومرشد. The person who has attained the dard dil, the real love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to dil par jalsa hai, qurb e muhabbat wa ta'ala hai, behta hai. This person, when all the time experience this phenomena, this reality, that he is nearing, he is going closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جان اختر و اختر the person who sacrifices all everything of his for anyone and anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے because of him sacrificing his heart and his soul for others and as a result of this loyalty then what happens He is deprived of Allah Ta'ala's love and the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Guru Sharif for this.
محمد میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے با خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ راہ تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں اگرچہ راہ ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے سلام عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ سلام عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے صبح خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر ایزائی دینا دا گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر ایزائی دینا دا کہ ان کی آبگزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آبگزاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے بفیض مر درد دل ہوا حاصل وفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہو درتا ہے تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہو ترہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا افتر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا افتر بجربے بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے صبح خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
very inspiring words. Looking at it, when we think very, very carefully, the love that a mother has for her child is so great. When the child does any wrong, the mother, with a little bit of pain in her heart, she looks to the child, she overlooks the fault of the child. Can we think about that Allah, who has so much more mercy, who spreads only 1% of his mercy in the dunya and 99% of his mercy is still kept by him. When a banda cries because of the wrong that he does, how does Allah feel and how does Allah have mercy and show that mercy to one of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires one of all of us, inshaAllah. Next up we have Mohan Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahib, who is a student of Madrasa Azamul, and he is a Khalifa of our Hazrat, and he himself, alhamdulillah, has many muris under himself as well. Alhamdulillah, he's doing sterling work in Tawasudir Bilal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase him. He will be here delivering to us now and inspiring us, inshaAllah.
Allah And for us, really important, we are sitting in this gathering. We have come here for a certain purpose. Allahumma la turuddana khaibin. The dua should be in the heart. That Allah not return us khali heart or khali dil. But ya Allah, give us something when we return home. And our hearts are filled and brimming with our muhabbat and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the brothers have come from far and wide. Effort has been made behind this jalsa, behind this gathering. Labor is very important for us. Our Hazrat teaches us also. And a person may go through the Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, and the splashes of the water are so powerful that almost a kilometer away a person can feel the cool breeze of the sprays of water. But if he goes all the way there, and he puts on a raincoat, and he reaches down to feel the coolness of the water, he won't feel a single drop whatsoever. In the same way a person will come into the gathering of the Ahl of Allah, where we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we put on the coats of guna and sin, of reservations, we are unsure what is this about. We hear this word every time, Tazkiyah, Islah, Khanqa, Zawiya. These are all sabit and proof in the ahadith in the Quran. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kunna julusan inda Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where they were seeing different ahadith. They were sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the right hand side of Abu Bakr. On the left hand side of Umar radiallahu anhum. So like this, that doubt, that deals, that pain of the heart of the Muhammad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was transmitted. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum opened their hearts to the pure heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we see till this day or till today we find that for you is still spreading in the hearts. Very beautiful example of what Shaykh used. And he says that one nazar, the one glance, the one gaze of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon those hearts, those people that were off the track and far away, the one nazar, they came with the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with open heart. The one glance of it took them from off the track and made them guides of men into the earth. And this is very beautiful. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. That the ulama that is the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Ta'ala has kept the same effect in their glance also. Because there also is of that glance. There is of that ilm, of that heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is that we come here with an open heart. We come here with an open heart. It is the ways of Allah that are moving around the world with this pain in their heart. Now every person is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is performing salah, he's making dhikr, Quran tilawat. But what is the quality of my ibadat? Is it just that now it's a ritual that I'm doing it daily? Or is it fervor in there, feeling in there, love in there, muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As my shaykh is a beautiful example, he sees a young boy, he's married. Now he has love for his wife, it's something new for him. Now he opens the door for her, he'll make her sit, he'll close the door. And he put beautiful itar on for her, she'll be fully perfume. But as time goes in the marriage, I see no opening, the door is putting for her. Make quick meeting in the car. Love and beautiful perfume has become sandbox and wears me in the perfume of her. He says that there's no more mazah, there's no more mazah left in it. But in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person will fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is azali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forever. Kulla yu'min huwa fi shak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second of the day, lahzatun min al-lahzat, sa'atun min al-sa'at. Every second Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a different standard. Imagine that the heart is connected. And for us to connect our hearts to that heart, that same that is third class, like myself, that third class, dabba, coach, has linked itself to the first class. Where the first class will reach, the third class will also reach. This is a benefit of linking ourselves to those hearts that fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A beloved Shaykh is a beautiful example. He is the month of Ramadan, extremely hot. A person is a poor, he can't afford a fridge, freezer. They're an old glass bottle. He puts some water on the outside, from the grass patch. And he says, I will have this glass of water, the bottle of water for iftari. What is warm, the water is warm, his throat is dry, the roza is long. But he has a neighbor. So he goes to the neighbor and tells him, please do me a favor. Keep this glass of water in your freezer in your fridge. And he says, by the time iftari time will come, the quality of the water has changed. Just sitting in the company of the cold fridge, now the warm water has become cold. And now the roza is out, the person fasting is sitting in the satan. And when he will hear the alarm, he will take one sip. And when the cool water will cut down his throat, we can imagine, subhanAllah. Just the company of the fridge has such effect on the water. Murda fridge and murda pani. The fridge is dead, the water is dead. What effect it has? We know here in the temple, so the way the swimming of the world, beautiful pool over here. When the waleys of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open hearts, but the hearts are full of life, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just sting with them. That sit within until our hearts become like this. Sit till their hearts are pure and clean. The effect of it comes into our hearts. An example is given that once there was a rowing competition between the Japanese and the Romans. So they were put in a big hall and a partition put between them. And they were instructed, now you will draw a beautiful garden on that side of the wall and the Japanese on this side. Within a day or two, the Japanese were finished and they were out. Germans, 1 week it took them. How come they were so fast? When they remove the barrier, they see exactly what is on that side of the wall, on the German side, is equally the same on this side. How does this happen? It was so real that even a little fly would have beaten myself on the rose and the flower. When you were a little closer, they were lying on the Japanese side, and reality they had 7 feet with the wall until they became like the world. What was there, they fit through here. In the same way we come in, my dear brothers, open our hearts, clean our hearts, and connect our hearts. That oh my Allah, the sifat al-ihsan, the quality of your body, of your muhabbat, of your love, which lies in these minds of muhabbat and love, the Allah transfer it to our hearts also. So our salah also becomes the real salah. That a person doesn't come up from sujood. When he's reading his Quran, Shri Hazrat says, he's reading Quran on the breakfast table. But the mind is on the kettle. Chai Tayyar, he says, ready. The kettle is overboiling. He says, your mind is in the Quran or is in the kettle? That a person starts his Quran, he becomes ecstatic. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just the benefits, my dear brothers, of sitting in the company of the pious. That a person that is third class will also reach the first class. But the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, put a mujahada, give you a halaf to our mashayikh, just like how we have family doctors. And how we even let others, that my doctor is the best. You must go and see an expert in the field. Every family has a doctor, family doctor. When it comes to my heart, you know the condition of our hearts, the level of my iman, the pride, the anger, the insincerity, the concern has to be there. Abdullah bin Abi Malika, rahimahullah ta'ala, tabi'i, he says that amid 50 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and I found in every one of them, they had the fear of hypocrisy. Myself, have it been my namaz is cheap, my namaz is okay. My Quran is okay. My mu'amala with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is okay. And then my husband, he says that sometimes we feel, mashallah, I've changed my blessing. But he said, how much we account with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in debit. That will come. We are living in overdraft, we haven't made any deposit in akhirat, but we have been with troubles. He says, we bring our mu'amala with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on haq. My khazaiyahu, if I have fikr and concern for him, and I'm asking for Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but my accounts are in debit. You know, for example, as it gives, he says, a person loans you some money. He's your friend. And when you go to visit him on the weekends, you buy some chocolates, some sweets for the children. And you go with a big smile, Salaamu Alaikum, I keep the visit. Where the children call them, line them up, give them chocolates and sweets. They come the first week, the next month, the following week. But he's not talking about the 100,000 loan. He gives you chocolates and sweets. And this person is getting upset with him. Still giving him a good smile, a good face. Now he tells his friends in the masjid, they go, visit him, but he doesn't give me peace. I take chocolates for him, sweets for the children. But he doesn't give me a good peace. But you're not talking about the account we have. We are giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala charity here, blessing the day. But our fara'is, my qaza I have used in my life, zakat I have paid. This all my experiences we learn in the majalis of our sheikh. How do we bring the mu'amalah, mu'ashara on par? That now we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ilahi Mutayin, and come towards you. But you know the benefit that the Tani Rahmatullahi mentions by sitting in the company of the pious, which are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to Quran, we read in every rak'ah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. In Madarij, we learn tafsir upon tafsir. What is Hidayat? What is Sirat al-Mustaqim? We learn the Tajweed also. But what is Sirat al-Mustaqim? Sirat al-Ladin. Allah says, if you want the straight path, then you will have to go to the heart of Al-Ladin. Those people. Min al-Nabiyeen, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, wa Siddiqeen, those that are truly Iman, wa Shuhada, wa Matil wa Salih. If you want Sirat al-Mustaqim, you read in Kitab Allah. But to get Sirat al-Mustaqim, you have to go to Rijal Allah. To the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there you will find Sirat al-Mustaqim. And as the Tani rahmatullahi explains it beautifully in the Quran ayat, he says, what is the catch level in this world of sitting in the company with the open heart? What you could not imagine you can do in your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire you. And the Akhirat Hazrat says, under the tafsir of the ayat, رَبَّنَا وَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّذِي وَعَدَّهُمْ أَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ. When the malaika make dua, Allah enter them the pious ones. Into their jannat which we have promised. Enter them and those of their pious forefathers, their children and their families. Another ayat Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِمَانِهِمْ. And those people who had iman. About high caliber. When they came to Al-Akhirah, they reached very high. But when it comes to the children, they had iman, basic amal, they didn't reach the level of the parents. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Tani rahmatullahi alayhi, says that when a king is to go to foreign country, and he takes his son with him, he's a Buddha or a son, doesn't behave. But because now he's the prince, so he goes with his father as the king. They go to the foreign country, the king over there hosts them, and he says, this is the king, this is his son. But he's naughty and mischievous. He's playing with the heart, he's poking them, pinching them, making fun of them. But when it comes to the time of hosting this king and his son, although his son may not be of the caliber of a prince, but then to the king, because this is the foreign king's son, will tell the little boy you sleep with your father in the royal suites. You eat with your father in the royal dastarkhan, or the khadims, although you're not fit for it. So Hazrat says in the same way, those friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, parents of the rich, very high stages. And they were going to the Jannah. One of two things. وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلٍ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not drop them down to the level of the children. Rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise the children to them. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, he said, when a Jannah will go to Jannah, and you will find Jannah empty, then he will say, Ya Rabbi, Inna Zawjati, Inna Awladi, then oh my Rabbi, is my wife, where are my children? The reply will be, they fell short of you. Because of the great taqwa of your piety, they fell short of you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his Qur'an will raise them and join them with the parents in Jannah. On this, the Tamir Rahmatullah Ali says very beautifully. He says, those children and family refer to the biological children of a person. You see, in the very same way, just as strong nisbat in the collection also, just as the muridil was sit with the sheikh and Muslim majalis every week, he becomes used to them, he knows the faces, he knows they come in and out, the part of the room. You see, in the same way, the sheikh when he will go into Jannah, he will ask him, Allah, where are my children? As you sit with them every week, we had majalis, we should be dhikr together, dua together. Allah, where I want the children once again. Allah will say, and I will raise them to you. As Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet on the day of Qiyamah, you'll be in the high ranks. You won't see me. Here we have the chance, we can sit with you, we can talk with you, can eat with you, they can make your eyes, but in general, from my Nabi, you'll be very happy. Nabi says, no, keep quiet, it's true. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the hadith, al-mar'u ma'al al-hamd. That a person will be with those whom he loves. Sahaba ikram is saying this is the most happiest day of my life. Narawi says, inni uhibbu Abu Bakr wa Umar. Immediately you give shahada, all of you, I love you. I love Abu Bakr, I love Umar. This was a concern. By us frequenting these gatherings of mashayikh, sitting in their company, you will see the benefits in this world. Open our hearts. Whatever reservations we have, in regards to dhikr, in regards to the khanqah, the sawf, all this is coming down from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this will contribute to the end. So we are coming together with the mashayikh, open our hearts, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, what is in the hearts of the minds of these ahlullah, transfer it to our hearts. That Allah ta'ala make us also guides of the ummah. Then we will become pious in da'wah, make our akhirah also. And all of mu'amalat, whether I have a problem with my eyes, I can control my eyes. Very simply, our mashayikh say, do one too many things, and the work will be done. So simple and easy. Just on personal experience before I conclude. Just last Sunday, I was in Azadu. I meet a family member. The family phone, I went into the room. The youngster was a high on drugs. I walked in and put the drugs into my hand. He said, you came in time. 29-year-old youngster, from the age of 14, taking drugs. I spoke to him, I said, you have to give myself. I must take you to him. He said, what is your family? Big zikrs. That's what the heavy weights. I can't do big zikrs and no more than you. They have a heart full of shafqat and love for the makhluk. But some for Iyadullah. Hazrat says that the makhluk is a threshold to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love the makhluk of Allah, Allah will love you. I know you, Hazrat, after Asr al-Salah, the great love of Muhabbat. Hazrat made him sit next to him. I explained to Hazrat. He said the good scare also. Hazrat tells him, do three things only. Do only three things. Do your weekly ingash. So for your daily time in the masjid, I come for the weekly masjid. His response was, it's quite easy. Mm-hmm. I said, it's quite easy, I can do that. I was such a problem, it's so easy. I said, but tell the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their prescription is very sweet. It's very sweet. When I left there, he says, oh, there's a wall around him. I feel a moon coming in my heart. I'll go dark inside, or porn site, or drunk. He said, I feel some mood coming in my heart. Where did he get that from? I said, when you sit in this company, you will find the love of Allah to overcome all these things and become not only, they will not become easy, but become sweet also and beautiful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us, open up our hearts. Allah ta'ala grant us a long life, good health, happy, and safe, and salam, and rahat. Help us also to be to walk in the footsteps and help us let the deal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. Let's give you the entire world.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. Hazrat gives us many lessons to learn and guides us and shows us simple ways on how we can improve our lives. So I've got this little extract over here which I am going to read out to you. Pay attention to it, inshallah, and we can take some lesson from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, O believers, enter into Islam and submission completely, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Surely, he is your open enemy. This verse commands us to enter into complete Islam. By adopting any other path, we will be following in the path of shaitan. Islam refers to a complete system of life which has been mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. This includes aqaid, ibadat, maamulat, muasharat, and akhlaq. When all of these are found within a person, his Islam will then be complete. From the Quran and the hadith, we learn that the most valuable treasure is iman. And the greatest calamity is kufr, disbelief. Everlasting success is the result of iman, while everlasting loss is the consequences of kufr. Righteous deeds are only accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if iman is present. Without correct beliefs, righteous deeds are not accepted for reward in the hereafter. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu states, whoever practices righteous deeds, be it male or female, while he is a believer, verily they will enter Jannah. The first question posed to a person in the grave will be regarding beliefs, aqaid. As far as those whose beliefs are not correct, that is, the disbelievers, their righteous deeds will not be acceptable in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Ta'ala in the hereafter. Aqaid are like roots and actions are like the branches. Just as how branches grow because of the roots, similarly, beliefs are the source of actions. Thus, the greatest and most imperative obligation on man is to correct his beliefs and to cleanse himself of wrong ideologies. He should adorn himself with good actions and try to earn Allah's pleasure, which in fact is the prime objective of coming into this world. One has to understand what the beliefs of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah are. Their beliefs are those which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. And all of them remain steadfast on these beliefs without any difference. Later on, people introduced many beliefs and divided into many factions and groups. Nevertheless, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah remained staunch on the beliefs of the Sahaba and did not devise their own belief structure. These are the same beliefs found in the Quran and the Ahadith. These basic beliefs are, number one, belief in Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. This entails in believing in the existence of Allah as well as He Allah Jalla Jalaluhu being unique in his being, qualities and actions. He has no partner. He is the creator, sustainer and nourisher of everything. Only he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is worthy of worship. To worship anyone besides him is severe rebellion, which is referred to as shirk. Nothing happens without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a single leaf can move without his will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. No atom or speck in the universe is concealed from his, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Ta'ala's knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from the qualities of the creation. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, possesses all qualities of perfection. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is pure and free of all faults and deficiencies. The second belief, belief in the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a certain creation from light. They are concealed from our gazes. They are known as angels. We have not been informed whether they are masculine or feminine. They neither eat nor drink. They are free from urinating and defecating. They have been entrusted with many duties. They never do any action contrary to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are constantly in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different forms and never weary of worship. The third belief. Belief in the divine books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent many divine scriptures and booklets from the heavens via Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to the messengers so that they could convey to the people the divine commands. Four of these books are famous. The Torah was revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Zabur was revealed to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. The Injil was revealed to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. All these scriptures were revealed for a specified time. The Quran was revealed to our Messenger Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran bears testimony that these books were the true revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that they were changed by people. It is necessary to believe in the truthfulness of all the divine books in their original form, and not in the altered form they are presently in. The Quran is the final scripture. It has cancelled and abrogated the other divine books. No new scripture will be revealed. It is the best of all heavenly scriptures and a miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ruling of the Quran will remain till Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to preserve the Quran al-Majeed, which entails its words and means. No additions, subtractions, or changes can appear in it. The fourth belief. Believe in the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam are the pure and chaste servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide his servants, so that the creation be brought closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and onto the straight path, and they be saved from deviation. They were human beings and possess all human propensities and qualities. They possess the greatest knowledge in their times and amongst the people. They were sinless. The final and most honorable of all the messengers was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger to all men and jinn to the day of judgment. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is general and for the entire universe. After his coming, all other divinely revealed religions and missions of the past messengers were abrogated and cancelled. It is obligated to act in accordance to the Sharia, the code of law, of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salvation in the hereafter is based on accepting the risalah, messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fifth belief. Believing in the last day, a time will come when the whole world will be destroyed. This is called Qiyamah. The sixth belief. Belief in Taqdeer, predestination. Belief in Qadr means to believe that whatever happened, happens or will happen, good or bad, is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and happens to by His command and will. The seventh belief, belief in the hereafter. This means that one must believe in the life of the grave, reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, and then enter into Jannah or Jahannam.
These seven are very, very simple for us to remember. We learnt it in Maktab. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Besides these beliefs, one should possess love and entertain good thoughts regarding everyone of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To think or talk evil of them is open transgression of the law of the Qur'an. There is fear of kufr regarding such a person. Mocking any part of Islam, denying the duriyat of deen, those aspects known generally by all Muslims, and having doubt in the basic beliefs of Islam, renders a person out of the fold of Islam. It is of utmost importance that a person learns and corrects his beliefs. He should consult the ulama and study authentic literature on the subject. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us live with iman, die with iman, and resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Alhamdulillah, we have listened to the son, Hazrat Mufti Yusuf Desai Sahib, and we are very well inspired. Now we can imagine what the father would give us.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدمه ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأخاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This afternoon, Jummah time, spoke on the same ayat, and those brothers who are present, refresh our minds. This is a continuation. For those who are not present, and for those of us who are present, a little revision. Just give us a brief idea. Allah Ta'ala is speaking to us personally. Everyone, when we hear an ayat of the Quran Sharif, we read an ayat, Allah Ta'ala is speaking us to us personally. So realize and emphasize, Allah is speaking to me. And Allah is telling me, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Undoubtedly, definitely, that that person has found falah, success. And success of every type. Yeah, one important thing also that we should note, that success is in you. Success is not outside you. Failure is in you. Failure is not outside you. Your downfall is not at the hands of other people. You yourself cause your downfall. And for you to rise is not by other people. You yourself. Your own a'mal are with you. A'malukum ummalukum. Your a'mal, your actions are your governors and your rulers. Like we complain commonly in the world of the government. Your government are your a'mal. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so you will be recompensed, so you will repay again. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane, to karke dekh. If you think this principle is not watertight, it's not correct, do and see. Do good and see you will get good in return. Do bad and see you will get bad in return. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Jannat is a reality. Jahannam is a reality. Na maane to mar ke dekh. If you don't believe, die and you will see it with your eyes. But there, your belief will be there, but that's not going to help you. The belief which Allah requires is of the unseen, what you do not see. Not what you see with your eyes, then you are believing your eyes, you are not believing the word of Allah. And Allah wants you to believe the word of Allah, not what you see with your eyes. From here also understand, this English maxim is not true. That seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. It is not true. With your eyes you see, from your shop you're getting your rosy, from your job you're getting your rosy, but your seeing is not true. What the truth is, what you hear, that Allah is giving you rosy. With your eyes you see, I got a headache, I took a Panado, I drank water, I got better. That you see with your eyes, but that's not true. The truth is, Allah gave you shifa. Shifa is not in that Panado, shifa is not in medicine. Shifa is in the hands of Allah. So anyway, if we can understand this, that our success and failure is within ourselves. Those people who believe our success is in having a big business, for example, big degrees, I surpassed all my colleagues in my studies of medicine, in engineering, I got this degree, I got that degree, I made it, I am a successful person. If that was success, then at the time of mort, that success had to go with you. If it is left behind, now you are unsuccessful forever. If you had what you were thinking, that I am successful for this temporary while in this dunya, then at the time of your mort, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, says so beautifully, till today, there isn't on record that Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, this man loved his business. He loved his house, his car. He sacrificed everything for his business, for his house, his car. He sacrificed his family for his business. He sacrificed himself. He was sick, my business, I have to go. Now when he died, and his success is his business. So when he died, put his business with him in his qabr. He said there isn't a single case of on record that anyone, his car was buried with him, his bank balance was buried with him, his house was buried with him, all these things. So success is not something which is outside us. Success is something what is within you. Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion, returned from Hajj Umrah, and he had spent many years. Maulana Muhammad Kapodri, Maulana Abdullah Kapodri, Rais of Tarkeshar, his son Maulana Muhammad, he was staying with Hazrat, he had spent a whole year. So Hazrat told him, when I'm gone, you must just observe. And when I come back, you give me a report. You don't do anything, you don't say anything, you only observe. So when Hazrat returned, so Hazrat made Asr Namaz in the masjid, he went to the Khanka and he told Maulana Muhammad, come. We wanted the report now. And he announced that nobody must come with there. Today I want to be alone with him. I've got some work with him. But there are simple people, village people who come, the announcements make no, doesn't mean anything to them. Like one friend said very beautifully, for all programs etc. must put notices on the notice board. So they said notice, nobody takes notice of. 60 kilometer zone, notice, nobody takes notice. When you get your ticket, then you take notice. But just 80 kilometers per hour, 120, nobody takes notice. When the ticket comes, then now you have to take notice. So may Allah let us take notice before our ticket comes. Before from Allah Ta'ala's side, our ticket comes, and then we are now suffer the consequences, then we take notice. So take notice before time. So anyway, they came also. So Hazrat asked him, didn't you hear my announcement? I said, nobody must come. Out of the two, one, he understood. He got up and went away. But the other one still said. Then Hazrat Ji said, that this is the important part what I wanted to mention, that Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Buzurg, Hazrat Wala, it's not what other people tell you, not what the people praise you. That doesn't make you Hazrat Ji. And that you don't become Buzurg and Hazrat Wala. What you are yourself, that is what makes you Hazrat. If you got something in you, you're a Hazrat, you're a Buzurg. But by people praising you, people putting you up, that is nothing. That is dunya dari. In this dunya, you praise people, you put them up, etc. Great people. But the reality, Buzurgi, is what you are yourself. If you got the qualities of deen within you, your iman is correct, your amal are correct, your akhlaq is correct, you're a Buzurg. Whether nobody recognizes you, nobody acknowledges it or anything. And also in this, let us also remember that Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that mashhoor hona aur hai, maqbool hona aur hai. To be famous is something else. And to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala is something else. There are many people in this gathering. Nobody knows them. They are ordinary people. But they are maqbool by Allah Ta'ala. And there are people who are famous, but by Allah they are rejected. They got no value though they are famous. And some people have to be maqbool. That is a condition for all. You have to be maqbool. And some people, with being maqbool, accepted by Allah, they have to be mashhoor also. They have to be famous. Like a Nabi of Allah, any Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. He has to be maqbool. He is a Nabi, is maqbool by Allah. And he has to be mashhoor also. A Nabi can't hide himself and do his own ibadat in his backyard, in his back room, in a cave or something. He has to come in the public. And he has to announce, قَالَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. I am Allah's Rasul. He himself has to make himself famous and says, I am Allah's Rasul. So for some people, they are maqbool and they are mashhoor also. They are famous also. And some are mashhoor, but they are not maqbool. So Allah Ta'ala make us maqbool. That is it. And for whom it is necessary to be mashhoor, to be famous. May Allah give them that shahrat. By that people benefit, people see their values, people understand that these are great men of Allah, people follow them, and they also get opportunity to follow in their path. Round about 1897, that's about 115 years ago or so, till 2003, the Jewish protocols were written at that time. And in the Jewish protocols, one thing that was written, we will bless the people of the world, that your success is in things outside of you. And we will make them believe that and make their whole lifestyle like that. That you have things of this dunya, that is what gives you success. Allahu Akbar. In my analysis, I may be right, I may be wrong. About the same time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and in my opinion, I don't think he was aware of this Jewish protocols. But he himself wrote and said, Samane rahat aur cheez hai, rahat aur cheez hai. The things of success, the success is something else. The things of comfort are something else, and comfort itself is something else. To understand this quite easily, you got 10-15,000 rand in your pocket, you go to a furniture shop, you buy the best bed on the market. The best bed, base, mattress, posturepedic, everything, the best you buy. You pay 10-15-20,000, whatever it might be costing, but you have 100 million rand in your pocket. You can't buy sleep anywhere. Bed is something else and sleep is something else. We get confused. We might think, I know language and I know a bed is something else and I know sleep is something else. But we get confused in actual real life that we think, I have a good bed, I'm going to get a good sleep. Those people generally who got the best beds don't get one second sleep also. And those people who got no bed, they don't know whether they put their head touch the pillow first or whether they fell asleep and start snoring the whole night also. They don't know the way they sleep. They got no bed, but the sleep they get. And those people who got the best beds, they don't get no sleep. So much so that it leads them to psychiatric treatment. They are entered into mad hospitals. And finally they kill others and kill themselves also. So the things of success are something else. And success is something else. Most of us, very sadly, we might not like to admit it to ourselves, but we think our success is my business. I've led a successful one person, a very good friend of mine. I really like Ibrahim Ashaleh. He gives me the water. He holds a glass at the bottom. So I can hold it easily. Many of our clients hold the glass like this. Now where must I hold it? And I'm busy speaking also. Now must I concentrate there or where? Khidmat is also a great thing, and the art of khidmat also is a great thing. May Allah give us all tawfiq. So one good friend, mashallah, what we will say, he made it in life. Very, very wealthy. He told me, if I was successful, then it is my ustad's barakat, Ibrahim Maktab ustad's barakat, whatever success I got. But he says, one big mistake I made in my life. He says that I built for each child of mine a beautiful big mansion. And today we can't maintain it. His investments are in the world. Dubai investments are very big of his. His returns are very big. But he says everything is underwater. Now to maintain the house has become a problem. How many maids you need, the swimming pool, how many rooms, and you can't let things be dirty. So he said, I made the biggest. Anyway, success we attribute it to things which are outside us. Whereas success is what is within you. If in your heart you end this itminan, Allah, bi dhikrillah, tatma'innul qulub. Hearts get itminan, the success is of by the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. If you have got everything beautiful, and how many complaints we get? In fact, just about 2 nights ago, one lady phoned and it wasn't a phone call. It was one way, half an hour, she was just going on for herself. And so wealthy, so much of income, but no peace of mind whatsoever. saying? The same woman, at one time her husband married another woman, and then she said, if I just get a little servant's quarter, that's good enough for me. This big mansion of mine means nothing to me. So all continuously we get this complaint. People who we think they are very rich, very well off, things are rosy, but just take a little trouble to see into their heart, and you'll see they are most unsatisfied. They are most unhappy. So that is not success. You've got all the things of dunya, but no peace of mind, no contentment of heart. That is no success. So Allah says for that success, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ, that success, that people have become successful. Who are those people? مَنْ تَزَكَّى, who make tazkiyah of their nafs. And if the nafs has realized, I am subservient, I am under the ruh. The ruh must be the imam. We all give the example. Don't put the cart in front of the horse. So that is what we have done. We have put the cart in front of the horse when we are following our whims and our desires. We live our life according to our wishes and our desires. Many of us, we say that I have become bayat also. I listen to everything what Hazrat says, what Maulana says. I listen everything. But at home you say, you do what I say. I'm the boss here. And what I say, you listen here. Then we don't follow. One friend of mine, the police stopped him. And he had put something on his number plate, on the registration, so that he can't be caught in the camera. So the traffic officer asked him, he wanted to find him, lock him up. So he wanted a bribe. So he says, my Hazrat says, bribe is haram. So your Hazrat told you to do that is halal. Yeah? So we are not following Hazrat, we are following our nafs and our desires. When it comes to everything, at home also we want something for our sake. We tell the wife, we tell the children, Hazrat said this. But what we wanted for ourselves and what Hazrat told, we know how many things we are not doing. So we are just following ourselves. Commonly I also say, when we have to pay our traffic fines and our taxes, what interest money, we say Majlisul Ulama, Majlis says this. But when it comes to Coca-Cola, we swear Majlis. We swear him Majlis so bad, then we don't follow what he says there. So we're just following our nafs. So anyway, success, if we can understand, really try and pay attention. Afterwards also ponder about it. That success, realize, success is not things which are outside us. Success is what is within. When you're going to die, what is in you, you is going to go in your qabr. What is outside is going to be left behind. So if you were thinking that my success is the things of this dunya, then remember at the time of maut, all these things will be left behind. And if you realize my success is in me, and you are prepared for that, that is going to go with you in your qabr. Not your 1 cent is going in the qabr, not your 1 degree, not even your alim's degree is going and your certificate is going with you in the qabr, but what you have, your yaqeen of your heart, your akhlaq, your a'mal, your correct living, that is going to go with you. And decision will be made in the qabr according to that. So Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, that person who has made this whole tazkiyah. And this afternoon, Allah put it in my mind at that time and I explained that in one country we went and everywhere I saw property for sale, the original owner. So I got surprised. So I asked the person, why they have to write, it is the original owner. Why they have to write original owner? He says, no, yeah, many people do fraud. They make contacts with the people in the deeds office and they make their own title deed. And then they sell that property to somebody else. Now that person thought it's a legal sale. I bought this property. And that person, he reports you to the police, makes a case, and you get a court eviction order. Messenger of court comes to you, you must move out of this. I built this house, my house, 20 years I'm staying. Why must I move out? You are taken by shock, by surprise. Yeah, why? He says, no, this house doesn't belong to you. It belongs to somebody else. You get surprised. Your business, your bank account, somebody hijacks it like that. And they work with the people inside the bank and your whole account. And we know how lot fraud is carrying on with the bank accounts, etc. Every day in your emails you got, you want this, you want that and that. You just send your bank details. Eh? So all this, then everything you are swiped is taken away. So really like that, our nafs has hijacked us. And it is in control, whereas the ruh should be in control. The commandments of Allah Ta'ala in everything. And there is not an easy task. Allah has made it easy. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, that, oh Hakim Akhtar, taqwa is not so easy, it's a very hard thing. But Allah made it very easy, very sweet and enjoyable that just stay with the people of taqwa. Like Maulana Yusuf, Damat Barakatum gave this beautiful example. Just put the glass of water in the fridge, 6-7 hours. And you don't, the fridge didn't give a bayan to the glass of water. Didn't let it read lot tasbihat and make lot mujahada. Nothing. Just by in the company of a dead thing, a dead thing stayed in the company of a dead thing. And it became so wonderful that when that one sup of water at iftari time, how you enjoyed it. So if you a living person, live in the company of a person who is physically living, who is spiritually living, and you stay in his company, from that we can understand, yakzamana basohbate awliya, a little while in the company of the real awliya. And yeah, I have to explain that awliya, buzurg, hazrat, is not by topi, amama, jubba, kurta. It is what you are inside your heart. It is not what you are outside. And it is not your titles, big maulana sahab, big Hazrat sahab, big Haji sahab. It's not titles. It is those things if they are within you. That is what you have to have. So if you stay in such people's company, yad zamana basohbate awliya, behtar asad sala ta'at biriya, is more better than 100 years of ibadat, ikhlas ibadat, proper ibadat, not proper ibadat. And Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali said, behtar as lakh sala, better than 100,000 years of ikhlas ibadat is little while in the company of these people. Why? Because by that, la yashqa bihim jalisuhum. Whoever sits in their company, they don't become shaqi, wretched. That is, they don't lose the iman, they will die with iman. What a great gift. And the thing is that those genuine buzurgs, yagzamana basohbate awliya, not those who got the face and name of buzurg, but who are genuine buzurgs, those people, by their company, that qualities are just automatically going to rub off onto you. One time our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali went in to visit some of his friends who had mango farms, mango trees. And he saw that they did some grafting of the trees. The one tree, the branch, they put it with this and they fastened it very, very tight. So Hazrat asked, what is this? So they say, called grafting. So Hazrat asked, what is that? That the cheaper quality mango, the branch, we put it with this good quality. And we tie it up very, very stiff. And then that weak quality also becomes good quality. Grafting is famous in all agricultural products. It happens all the time. So then Hazrat said, oh, now I can explain to you more better what is sohbat. You graft yourself with buzurg and adab. And tighten yourself tightly. Not lose-lose. You want to drink coke, you use something else. You want to pay your fines with interest money, use something else. Not with that loose grafting, oh, it's not going to work. It has to be fastened very tight. So with the Ahlullah, we really follow them truly. Then see, those qualities just flow also. And for the qualities to flow, there are two important things. Our heart must be open. That means we must have love for that. Who we got love for? Who we have respect, azmat, honor for that person. And our heart inclines to him. And we respect that person. And he has got love for us also. Eh? And his heart is open. Then this fuyuz, this barakat, These qualities, they just flow automatically. And how many people, one person went to a buzurg, an old lady took her little child. She says he likes to eat lot of gur, sweet, lot of sweet. So the buzurg told, okay, bring him tomorrow. So the next day again she brought, and then he told, just little bit beta, my little child, see, too much sweet is no good. All the sweets is no good for you. Stop eating. He stopped immediately. His Khadim told him, Hazrat, this you could say yesterday also. Why you gave them the trouble to come again? He said, I myself was in the habit of eating sweet. Then if I'm going to tell him, it won't have any effect on him. So I gave it up. And now that I gave it up, I told him immediately. And how many? One time, one good friend of mine, Maulana Ayub Kachwi Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum, still there. Maybe it's the 20 years now or more also. We are having a Walima Dawat in Azad. Well, he also was there. It was his family. They invited me also. During eating, we are contemporaries, friends also. So he pointed his finger to me and he said, Maulana, khane ke darmiyan, aap kuch na piye. Aapki sehat bahut achhi rahegi. While in eating, don't drink cold things. Your health will remain very good. And we know to not to drink is an impossible thing. While we drinking, the first thing everywhere, not for children, usually we tell the children, first eat, then you'll get juice, then you'll get cold drink. But today, big people, first drinks have to come. We tell the drinks are not there, we can't eat. So to give up this drink is not an easy thing. But he himself, Amal, Alhamdulillah. Now and then sometimes I have something. But normally immediately that habit just left me. And for me to explain it is almost an impossibility besides spirituality. That the spirituality, that fuyuz, that helps. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala says our success lies in tazkiyah. That give your property is lost, your house is lost, gain control of it. Today, generally we know, yeah, in our country, we say unsafe to travel at night. And in fact, when a person, people are visiting you also, you tell them, please, rather you leave early is better. By Maghrib time, be at home. At night is not safe. So we have lost our streets. The crooks are controlling the streets, and we are imprisoned in our houses. We are not free people, we are imprisoned. And our houses are prisons with all the burglar bar, with all the security systems. We have had to put ourselves in prison. And the crooks are walking around freely. They are moving around freely. Everywhere they are moving. So we have to reclaim our streets again. We have to reclaim our property. We have to reclaim ourselves again. That is put the ruh in control. So that is what is tazkiyah. That is how important, how necessary, how urgent this effort of khanqa and of islah is concerned. We in the meantime, which Allah explains here also, bal tu'thirun al hayat al dunya. But you people are prone, and it is your habit, you give preference to dunya's life. You want your dunya. So nafs has hijacked our ruh. Nafs has taken control of the property which he's not supposed to be. He's supposed to be the slave in that house. He's not supposed to be the boss in that house. But he has become the boss. And what he has given us, 10,000 rand a month, 100,000 rand a month, 5 million rand a month, which is not part of a part of a part of a millionth part of a wing of a mosquito. No matter what he gives us, it has got no value. He has made us happy. But at the time of mort, we will realize that he fooled us. That he told us, you are in there, that he was in charge, and he just kept us to be quiet. That I give you 10,000 a month, I give you 100,000, 5 million a month, 10 million a month. Everyone according to how he will be fooled and happy, he gave us, and we are happy with that. At the time of mort, we will realize how gravely, when we go in our graves, we will realize how gravely he has deceived us. Then we will be sorry. So Allah Ta'ala warned us of that. But before that, Allah Ta'ala says, how to regain control. This is the one thing if we can understand, please. If anyone wants to, I will re-explain it again. But if we can understand that the ruh had to be in charge. when the nafs has hijacked the whole thing and the nafs is in control, and for almost all of us. Just think, I'll give a few examples to try and illustrate this. Our eyes, our nafs controls it. That's what the eyes tell us to see, who to see. We don't see our wives today. They don't have an appeal for us. No desire, no enjoyment in looking at the wife. But look at a filthy street woman, who we know is a woman who sells her. She's a whore. She's the lowest of the low, a bitch she is. But we enjoy looking at her. And your halal wife, which became halal on the name of Allah Ta'ala, and on three ayats of taqwa, your wife became halal. No enjoyment in her. And this wife of yours is going to be your whore in Jannah, but you don't get enjoyment. So why? Because the nafs is in control. Nafs want to see. If the ruh was in control, wallah, I say, you'll have your own wife and you'll see her without exaggeration. From the bottom of your heart, not on your tongue, you'll see, what a hoor. Allah gave me my hoor in Jannah. And you will enjoy her. And that is not the problem of the wife, that she's not dressing, that she's a nag all the time, she's always troubling. No, it's your problem, you're looking at other women. And that is the cause. Today, not only looking at street women, but from regular emails that we get, good pious people with big titles are addicted to porn. The porn is with them all the time. Whether in Atikaf, the porn is with them. Where else? In Haram Sharif, porn is with them. They are addicted to it. Without it, they can't live. Like without air, you can breathe. Without oxygen, you can't. People with big titles. And this is a serious case which is common. When that is the case, how are you going to get enjoyment in your wife? You shut all that completely. And wallah, I promise you, your wife, no matter you had 20 years bad relationship, or you didn't enjoy her, but you start putting your ruh in control. Don't let your nafs hijack everything and look at other women. Your ruh is in charge. Your wife now will appear like a whore of Jannah, and you will be surprised. Me? Allah gave me such a beautiful woman in this world already. And what will be your life? Our anger and temper, we all know how that is out of control. Hey, like that, we are big buzurgs. But when asked the wife, oh, his temper, don't talk about his temper. What a terrible temper he has got. I usually say, fortunately, I hope there isn't a dictionary of swearing words. If there was one, some of our friends, they use such swearing words, such F's and B's, that even the dictionary hasn't got that words. And there's no reconciliation. Get the best CA. He can't reconcile. This man, I know him. And this about him, that he uses this language, he talks like this. You can't reconcile the statement also. All this is because the nafs is in charge. The nafs has hijacked. Wallah, put our ruh in control and see. You don't have to be a rich man to be successful. You don't need big degrees to be successful. If you got akhlaq, if your ruh is in control, you will see your life with yourself, what satisfaction you get. You will see that in your home, you can be a poor person. You can be even a sickly person. But the itminan and contentment you will have, and these people will not have it at all. One king who was in his palace saw on the pavement, the footpath, a beggar coming and dressed in a simple way. He sat down under a tree on the footpath. He had a big pagar, this big, like Afghanistan people with the big amamas. He opened it up and he had two rotis fastened in there. Two of those thick naan rotis. And dry roti, no soup, no shorba, no curry, no achar, nothing. He ate that two rotis, two naans. And he had a cardboard carton with water in it. And he drank that. And then he put that big pagar, which was now a pillow. He didn't need another pillow. He put it down. And before his head reached that, he started snoring. And on the footpath where people are walking, shouting, screaming, hooting, everything carrying on, he says, if I could get 1 minute sleep like this man got, I'm prepared to give my whole kingdom. So your kingdom is not your success. That sleep and really not even sleep, but compared to your kingdom, your peace of mind. So this is all when our ruh will be in charge. Have we understood that, inshallah? Then the next part is, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. How to get this our ruh back into control? وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. That a person made zikr of the name of his Allah. And zikr means to repeat. He repeated the name of Allah. And what is the name of Allah? وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. رَبِّهِ. What is the name of your Rabb? Allah. So a person who repeats Allah, 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 Allah. What love and release and enjoyment. Take your name of your Rabb and see how it won't purify your heart. Dhikr, zakir ko mazkur tak poncha deta hai. Dhikr makes the zakir, the person who is making zikr, reach his objective, the mazkur. Zikr takes you and let you reach Allah Ta'ala. This glass here, if it is dirty, what will we wash it? Water. And what we want to put inside?
Water.
Zikr cleans the heart and Allah comes in the heart, the zikr of Allah. Wash the glass with water and put your clean water inside. So this is what we have to do to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. This is that path. And this is such an important thing. Allah has revealed in the Quran Sharif, many of the bayans we had explained, how important zikr is. But the Quran explains that if you don't make zikr, what is the condition? Today we'll just explain that little bit. Allah Ta'ala says that وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. And Allah commands, and don't follow that person, مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا, whose hearts we have made غَافِل, unmindful of the zikr of Allah. So don't make that person a leader who is not making the zikr of Allah. How, what important status hasn't Allah Ta'ala given to zikr? That Allah is commanding, don't follow that person whose heart is unmindful, who doesn't make the zikr of Allah. And Allah says, man aghfalna, who we made his heart, and that is because of certain gunas, etc. That leads a person to become unmindful. Just to explain this point, remind me where I was, but that our gunas are the cause of bigger things happening in our life, more worse things. So much so, as Maulana Usman Sahib, Damat Barakat, explained after Asr, our gunas even take you to kufr. Allah save us all. One instance, one buzurg who had prepared genuine Allah wala, he had prepared for Juma namaz. He was clean, voice clean, clothes, going for Juma. He had to cross a very narrow bridge where only one person can go at a time. As he was coming this side of the bridge, a dog was coming from that side. So he made a sign to the dog, you get off, I want to pass. So the sign, Allah gave a tongue to the dog. And don't think animals don't know. They also understand all these things. So that dog, Allah made him speak. And he said, you get off. And you go from the bottom. And the bottom was raw sewage running. Dirt, mud, filth and that. So he told him, I'm going for Juma namaz. And my clothes, I just bath, I'm clean, I have to go. He says, you can walk through that raw sewage, and with one lota, one jug of water, you can clean yourself again. And you'll be fit for Juma namaz. But if you want me to go in the raw sewage, and this is in your mind that I'm a dog, it's a low thing. I'm better than the dog. I'm better than the dog. Then remember that all the ocean's water won't clean your heart of that pride which you have got. And then the dog further told, I'm telling you this because you did a favor to a family member of mine. A small puppy was suffering last week in the cold, and it was dirty, it was in dirty water, cold, and you ordered that it must be cleansed, it must be kept warm, and give it food. Because of that ihsan of yours on my family member, I am doing an ihsan on you, and I am telling you, for us, how many cases we are going through which we don't know. And for us, dogs are not going to speak to us. Just karamats, we are not fit for all that. Eh? So, where was I? Yeah. So our gunas. So that Allah say, don't follow those people whose hearts we have made unmindful of the zikr of. And your hearts become unmindful of the zikr of Allah because of your sins. So it's not just that you haven't got time to make zikr. Maulana Salim Dhorat Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum, great alim, young person, but great alim, buzurg of the UK, one of his murids wrote to him and told him, I don't find time to read Quran Sharif. Hazrat replied and said, it's not a matter that you haven't got time to read Quran Sharif. The importance of Quran Sharif is not in your heart. If the importance of it is there, you will definitely find time. For everything we find time. To smoke cigarettes we got time. To watch TV we got time. To go toilet we take out time. You have to take out time. Eh? And the toilet is that jail for which there is no bail. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that if you have to go toilet, you can't say I pay bail and I'm not going to toilet. For toilet, there is no locum for it. That somebody else, you tell your wife, I'm very busy man, you just go to toilet, you'll have to go. And your sentence when you go to toilet, that is also determined by your stomach. You can't say, I'm just 2 minutes. Your 2 minutes sometimes take you 20 minutes. You can't. You made your fajr wuzu, you made your fajr sunnats at home, you're coming to the masjid. As you just want to open the door, your stomach make guru 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 again. Forget now going masjid, you're the imam also. You have to go back home again. Back to the toilet again. And you washed yourself, cleansed yourself, you're about to get up, again something is happening. Again you have to sit. Your sentence is determined how long you're going to sit. You can't give bail for it, you've got no locum, but you'll have to sit. And no matter who you are, you get the busiest man, but the toilet will detain you, and it will give you sentence, and you'll have to sit in the toilet. And you'll be in isolation. In that cell, nobody else with you in that cell, you're all alone. So anyway, where were we? Jee, the other ayat which Allah warns us of not making zikr. وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ that is another ayat. مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً بَنْكَ. That person who turns his face and attention, doesn't pay attention to my zikr. So Allah Ta'ala says, I give that person a hard and rough life. With all your riches, your wife is a headache for you. With all your businesses, your business is a headache for you. Whatever you got is a... And a person who got no business, perhaps not even a wife he's got, but he's got zikr of Allah, Mir Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. Hey, no wife, no nothing. But in the remembrance of Allah, what wonderful life. Nuqayyid, a person who turns away. Allah says, Nuqayyid, we. Nuqayyid lahu shaytanan. We put a friend, fa innahu lahu qareen. Then that for shaytan becomes his friend. And he is with you everywhere. A person who doesn't, Allahu Akbar. It comes clearly in the hadith, when you enter your home, no zikr of Allah, no salam, no nothing. Then shaitan announces to his army that you have found lodging here today. Your whole night you can pass. Your hotel accommodation is given. When you start eating, and then again you don't make zikr of Allah. No bismillah, no name. And unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong and I can be proved wrong. But what I see, that when we start eating, good people also, no bismillah. We just start eating. And we see, and the children, Al-waladu sirrun li abihi. Children are the secrets of their parents. I give them usually badam, and I see just they grab and put in their mouth. Before you can tell them, read Bismillah. Before you can tell them, Jazakallah, it's in the mouth. Because we like that, our children are like that. So no zikr there, shaitan then announces. There is hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him. He announces to his army, now you got boarding also. Lodging also, boarding also. Food also. You got your food voucher for supper, for lunch, whatever also. When a person meets his wife and is intimate with her and he doesn't make the zikr of Allah, shaitan makes a share there also. And the proof of this is how many of our women, they tell their children when they are naughty, shaitan ka bachcha, shaitan ki aulad. You are the children of shaitan. So the most truest word, more than DNA test, the truest word, who is the father of the child, the mother will tell you. And the mother's code is mortal. Will be accepted, she knows, and she says shaitan ka bachcha, shaitan ki aulad hai. So because of the zikr not making, so وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ, those who do, to turn away and they don't make the zikr of Allah, نُقَيِّذْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا, we appoint a shaitan, فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ قَرِيمٌ, and he's a friend of him. And then what he turns you away from the path of Allah. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُحْتَدُونَ, and they think we are doing the right thing. They are doing all the wrong things and they are thinking we are doing the right things. We are making five times namaz, everything. Wedding comes, tariqah of Nasara. Tariqah of the Hindus, Mindi party also we got. And we got a tariqah of the Nasara. So sad. I don't know even if I should mention this, but how many places, first hand reports, the girl told the father, no matter, we have nikah in the masjid. But after them we go to the church and we take our vows also. This is happening in our, not some other country I'm talking about. So all this wedding time, all these other things, education of our children, whatever Maulana says, let him say. But our children, they will get this secular education and the best education at the cost of our deen. Whether they have to, girls have to go with shorts, it doesn't matter. Whether they have to sing the Christian anthem, whatever what they have to sing, that also, it's not in their heart, it's only on their tongue. And how many, and the more wealthier people are the more guilty of these things. They got money to send their children to all these places, to convents and to where and where. Anything happen, our lifestyle, we are doing deen's work also, we are in Jamaat also, we are in Khalqa also, we are Maulanas also, but our lifestyle of the enemies of Islam. At that time we are not prepared to listen to what the Maulanas say. So just by not making zikr, Allah brings these conditions into us. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala warns us of the zikr is so important. That huwa dhakara isma rabbihi, a person who made the zikr, repeated the name of Allah ta'ala, and then fasallah, he made namaz now, mi'raj, and he connected with every rakat. And for if this reality comes into us, whatever problem we got, we will see, we run to the masjid, mature rakats namaz, ask Allah, and see how Allah solves our problem. But today, whether it is Maulana or whether it is Hazrat, we don't think of namaz to solve our problem. We think, yes, doctor will solve this, forget doctor immediately. Go and speak to the lawyer from the police station, they want to lock you up, my lawyer will bail me out. Phone the lawyer immediately. This one will help me out. That one will help me out. But our thoughts go to Allah, it doesn't happen. Because we didn't do that tazkiyah. So also the nafs is in control. What nafs will tell us? Doctor will help you out. The lawyer will help you out. This one will help you out. So we follow that way, that is our lifestyle, though we are making five times namaz also. And a person is not tested under comfort when he's in his comfortable zone. A person is tested when difficult conditions come. When you are going to the airport with your wife, your children, you're going for Umrah, things are normal, you left in good time, everything. But now you got a puncture on the way, there was a roadblock, or anything, you got delayed. Now you only reached in that time that you just can make it now. You just checked in. And they told you, rush to the gates. Otherwise they close the gates in so many. To reach the gates takes you 7 minutes. And you only got 5 minutes. And now when you have to rush, then you are short of 2 minutes. And your child sees a PlayStation on the way. And he wants to go and play there. And your wife tells him, what's wrong with you? What's wrong if he plays now? Eh? At that time now you will be tested. How angry and how you'll grab the child, perhaps you'll pull his arm also out. Eh? On that I remember, in one of our nearby countries many, many years ago, a person had bought a brand new motor car. He brought it home, which is common, shows the family, they take the family for a drive. His little child of 4 or 5 was playing outside with a 6-inch rusted nail. And he scratched the car from the front to the back. When the father came and saw my brand new motor car scratched from the front of the back, this is when nafs is in charge. Ruh is not in charge. He grabbed that nail from the child and he scraped it on his arm. So deep and so badly, he had to be hospitalized. His arm had to be amputated. When the father went and visited him in his hospital with his amputated arm, he said, Daddy, I'll never scratch your car again. Please give my arm back to me. Can that arm come? Perhaps that person got 20 new motor cars after that. Every second, third year perhaps he's changing his car. But can that arm come back? This is when the nafs is in charge. And for in order to get the nafs under control, Allah has declared zikr, wa dhakara asma rabbihi. And now you make your namaz, you turn to Allah. For anything, you will turn to Allah. And in anything, you'll see your fault. The wife shouts you, You'll see your fault. At the moment we only see her fault. We got no faults. We are the best husbands you can get. Eh? One couple that were married for 60 years and they had no secrets. They shared everything between them. But one shoebox, the old lady, from her young days when she got married, she kept on the top of the cupboard. She said, that is my secret. Please, this you don't ask me about. Everything else, no secrets between them. She became old, sick now, about to die. So he said, bring that shoebox. He got happy. 60 years, secret is now going to be revealed. And when you see what it is. She said, open it. He opened it. He found 2 dolls in there and an envelope. What is this? So she said, when we got married, my granny told me, whenever your husband troubles you, he takes off with you, he harms you, makes you, causes you inconvenience, problems, you just start knitting a doll. You don't worry about him, ignore him, you just knit a doll. And then, that is all. So he patted himself on the back. That means 60 years, only twice I had caused the inconvenience, 2 dolls, only that I had knitted. Then the envelope, he asked this, it was 1,000 rand. Now what is this? He said, these were all the other dolls that I sold for 5 cents a piece. Okay? The money of that is this other doll. So this is the condition of a man. Eh? That how he troubles his wife, etc. On what did I say this? Anyway, so if the nafs is on control, yes, this is how we are. When the nafs, if the ruh is controlled, your wife will take off with you, you will see your own fault. Actually, you will see. And sabr will be very easy for you. Otherwise, sabr people say, kau ho di sabr kare, sabr sabr kare, ne thaki gaya, sabr sabr, biju kahi nichi, ye bhi mali sahab ke sabr karwanu, kitnu sabr karwanu. But when this will become the case, you will see it will become so easy. So that namaz of yours will become mehraj, and your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And a person who gets connection with Allah, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said many occasions of Mi'raj. One was physical, which 100% we all believe physical, actual Mi'raj Allah Ta'ala did. Otherwise in his dream on many occasions he had gained Mi'raj. Every rakat of ours can become Mi'raj. It starts off with the zikr and then we make for Salah. But Allah says, why don't we do it? And then he says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You give preference to this dunya. Shaitan has beguiled you, he's giving you your 10,000, 100,000. You just keep quiet, you carry on. I'm giving you, you want 2 million, I give you 2 million a month. You want 5 million, for you I give you 5 million. But you just carry on. We have given preference to dunya. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And reality, Allah says, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Akhirat is more better quality-wise also, quantity-wise also. خَيْر, quality, أَبْقَى, quantity, forever and ever. And then Allah says, Allah's kalam, absolute, final. That Allah Ta'ala gives a historical proof again. That not only that what I'm saying, إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. Great man like Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam also taught the same thing. So may Allah Ta'ala let us realize that our tazkiyah is important. What is tazkiyah? Understand it in our present context, that the ruh must come in control, that we have been hijacked, we have been robbed. If I'm robbed of my house, my car, my bank account, my properties, who doesn't want to, how you'll be worried to get it right? Eh? But shaitan has just deceived us and keeping us happy. Don't worry, I'll give you whatever you want. You want a nice house, I'll give you a nice. You want degrees, I'll give you degrees. You want popularity, I'll give you popularity. But you just carry on and you listen to me. At the time of mort, we'll realize it doesn't help and it doesn't work. In order to get it right, Allah says make zikr. And zikr we have to learn. And the zikr that we have to learn, I'll give one example. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzub Rahmatullah was a very, very great buzurg. He was a deputy collector, which was a very high position in the British government when they were ruling India. He had a very top post. To just understand what a post and position he had, when millions of people did not see a motor car, he was given a chauffeur-driven motor car by the British government. So what was his position at that time? But he came, made contact with Allah wala Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. Then he became Imam of the ulama, of great ulama, of Mufti Shafi Sahib, of great, great ulama. He, whenever he was present, only he would speak. All this is sohbat, ta'alluq with Ahlullah. So anyway, he asked Hazrat Mufti Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah on one case, Hazrat, zikr will do all your work. As I'm also trying to explain, zikr is your solution. So when we can make, and everyone can make his zikr, why we need a sheikh then? What's the necessity of listening to a sheikh and making his khidmat and tolerating all his vibes and everything? Why must we worry about him? We can make zikr and we'll reach by Allah Ta'ala. Zikr zakir ko maskur tak pahuncha deta. Why we need a sheikh? What to answer? And Maulana Thanvi was Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh. He said that Khaja Sahib, the knife is lying on the table. The bread is there. The, what's going to cut the bread? The knife. So why you need the hand then? Eh, let the knife cut. But that knife has to be in somebody's hand. Then it's going to cut. Zikr is going to do your work, no doubt. But that zikr will have to be in the sheikh will have to prescribe it, sheikh will have to monitor it, sheikh will have to control it, then it will do its work. From there, many of our friends who are bay'at also, and for long they are bay'at, no report whether we're doing our zikr. There are many, no doubt, who give regular reports how we are doing. I missed my zikr 2 days last week. I missed my namaz with Jamaat one time last week. But then, mashallah, many of us. But somebody, no reports I had given. Eh? So, without the sheikh controlling and monitoring your zikr, whether your zikr, like Maulana Usman Sahib told us, that nafil roza, sheikh will tell you, keep it or don't keep it. Eh? Sheikh has got your welfare more at heart than what you have got. And the knowledge of the nafs, the sheikh has got more. You haven't got the knowledge of the nafs. But we don't report whether I'm doing my zikr. How much am I doing? Should I increase it? Should I decrease it? What should I increase? Etc. Our example is like that. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali went on safar. One old lady, no making namaz, nothing. He gave bayan, she became interested. Then Hazrat taught her how to make wuzu, he must make namaz. Then after 1 year, Hazrat went on that round again, safar. Then he asked her, you making namaz? Yes. Wuzu, that same wuzu you taught me that time. I'm still making, with that same wuzu, I'm making all my namazes. So this contact will clear up things. We got no contact. Perhaps we also, with one wuzu, we still carrying on with it. That same wuzu. So everything, our zikr has to be monitored, it has to be regulated, but we don't, we just carrying on with our own thing. We don't say what zikr we are making. We, and some of us also, we write an email, for example. Like you go to doctor, you asked him certain things, he told you take 2 tablets of this. After 2 months you write back to doctor, he says, must I increase 2 tablets or more? Now which 2 tablets, you don't explain. You're just quoting that one thing. Sheikh has got 50 letters to reply a day. Where he's going to remember that your 2 tablets, which 2 tablets you are referring to? Elucidate it. Write it clearly what you are writing about. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in today's talk let us understand that the ruh has to be in charge. At the moment almost all of us, the nafs is in charge. And nafs has robbed us of our jannat, of the enjoyment of jannat in dunya. Deen and Islam has come to give us the enjoyment of jannat here in this dunya. But we're not, in spite of having all the riches, we're not getting there. And one of the enjoyments of jannat when the people will enter, Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. That Allah has taken worry away from us. Yeah, in this dunya we perhaps don't think of it, but one big problem that we are sitting with is worry all the time. For example, a child has got worry. Today we know matric, if you don't pass well, what they call this, that they're committing suicides and that. How many suicide matric students worry all the time? You are happy you came in matric, but the result. Then after that, now you are worried. University admission you must get. You get that, now you are worried. The fees you have to pay. Now you are worried you're going to pass. Finally you complete your course, engineering, doctor, whatever you completed. Now your worry is to start a surgery. All that worry you have got, you start a surgery, you are happy. Now your worry is customers, patients must come. If they don't come whatsoever, if they don't come, etc. Or now you have to get married. You are happy, you are married, looking for girls, etc. When you are fixed up, you are worried, mustn't end the marriage, mustn't break up, etc. Now you are married, you are happy. Now you are worried that something mustn't go wrong again. Now you want a child, you are worried, making dua all the time for children. You get a child, you are happy, but now you are worried. It mustn't be abnormal when the child is born. It mustn't be retarded. Whole life you are with worries. You're going for a picnic, you're going for Umrah, you are so happy, whole family. But your worries also. How many people who going for Umrah, they'll end up in the Qabristan. Come back before they reach home, they are gone in the Qabristan. Picnics, holidays we go for. How many people there? Statistics for December are so high. So many people, they'll end up in the... So all the time, the Jannat, the thing, and perhaps worry kills us in this world finally. All this worry, it kills us. And in Jannat, the first thing, no more worry. No old age. Yeah, in this world, you got everything. Many of our friends ask me, Malana, no blood pressure, no sugar, Allah's fazal, no. But you got no guarantee when you can get a stroke, when you can get a heart attack. It can happen to anyone and a person. Many people, as they're growing old, husband, wife talk, I don't know what will happen in our old age. See, that poor person now, he has become paralyzed. That person got a stroke. Allah make khair for us. You got worry all the time. Jannat, Alhamdulillah, alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. There's big worry. That worry Allah took away from us. No worry whatsoever. No accidents. No old age. No sickness. No nothing whatsoever. No going toilet also. Yeah, you have to go toilet. But Jannat, you won't even have to go to toilet. Everything of the best in Jannat and forever and ever. How can we give preference to this dirty, filthy dunya? I usually should say that dunya is like a bubble on the water. Now Allah gave me another thing to explain this. Not a bubble on the water, but when you got a cold, a flu, and your mucus is running your nose, then you get a bubble by your nose. Sometimes a bubble comes out there. And if perhaps your little children or other people are there, they laugh at you at the big bubble there. This dunya is like that bubble there. Not a bubble on the water which is pure and clean. There's a bubble like this from the nose here. And this bubble also just burst with, and when that bubble with its dirt burst all the time, what happened? So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us understand we have to get the ruh in charge, for that is the zikr of Allah, and then we make our namaz and see how our problems will get solved. Don't be overtaken by the glitter and glamour of this dunya. There is a historical fact also. So I hope inshallah we could have understood, we could have explained, and we could have understood inshallah. Malik Salim, or Very good. Tomorrow morning after Fajr will be a program, inshallah. And the whole day, as Maulana Imran, our Imam Sahib has explained, there will be programs, and for all categories there will be programs. So let us all take part. And also, inshallah, for this, please take it seriously. Ramadan is the month which Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. More than our rozas, more than our tilawat, it is the month to acquire taqwa according to the words of Allah, which Allah is telling each individual that you, and taqwa you will get when you go in that environment of taqwa. By Allah's fazal alone, and our mashayikh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Allah has blessed us with such an environment in Ramzan, and literally hundreds of people have explained how they have benefited. A lot of people, men, women, who have come, and what benefit and how their lives have changed. So try to free yourself for Ramadan, come and spend Ramadan in the Khanqah, and for yourself taste it. The proof of the pudding is in the tasting. You yourself come and taste it and see how it is, inshallah. And don't let shaitan also bluff you that Azad was very cold. And Ramzan in June, so I can't take the cold. If you worry about the cold of Jahannam and the cold in the qabr, you won't worry of this cold. Kul naru jahannam ashaddu harra. When the people said it's too hot, Allah say the fire of Jahannam is more hot. And Jahannam is very cold. There are those sections which are freezing cold. And there are many people who can't take cold. To save that cold, tolerate this cold. You will get saved from that cold also, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, accept our gathering. Oh, accept the sacrifices of the brothers of Port Shepstone who have gone out of their way in Shifadis Islahi Jalsa. Reward each one tremendously. The young, the old, the woman, the man, each and every one. Oh Allah, those brothers who have come from far and wide, ulama have traveled. Oh Allah, accept their sacrifices, accept their coming. Oh Allah, by each one's presence here, bless our gathering. Ya Allah, we don't know who is that brother or who is that sister who you love through her barakat and through his barakat. We beg of you, accept our gathering and make this the means of the hidayat of us all and the whole of mankind. Until Qiyamah, O Allah, let us get the reality of Deen, O Allah. Let us not only have the picture of Deen, let us get the reality of Deen, O Allah. We are making namaz, we make shukr to you, gave us tawfiq of namaz. But make that namaz a connection with you. Make it a mi'raj for us, that we are connected and we are raised and lifted to you by our namaz, O Allah. You are that great being that when we put our head in sujood and we really did put it, not only outwardly, you raise us right up to you. Your Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is declared, Man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. That person who humbles, and humbling ourselves in namaz, even outwardly that we put our head down on the ground, on the floor, it is your promise that you raise such a person. Grant us the reality of the whole of Deen. Let us make our tazkiyah. Let us make our islah. Let us carry on with all our other work, whether it is dini or dunyawi. If we are in jamaat work, let us carry on with our jamaat work. Or if we are ulama, let us carry on with our duties, O Allah. But together with all this, let us do our tazkiyah also. We are shopkeepers, we are business people. Let us carry on with our businesses and shop and everything. But let us do our tazkiyah with it also. O Allah, it does not mean that when we do tazkiyah, we must divorce and give up everything else. Everything carries on, but we just add the ingredient of tazkiyah. Bless us with this reality. O Allah, open our blind eyes of the heart. Open our deaf ears of the heart. Let us see reality before stark reality hits us hard at the time of mort. If we didn't prepare and suddenly mort comes and takes us, what will be our condition? O Allah, please be merciful and kind to all of us, O Allah, all the time, and especially at the time of mort, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwab الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.